A team of international experts is looking at ways to preserve the giant Buddhas of Bamiyan, blown up by the Taliban last year.
For over 1,600 years, from the twilight of Imperial Rome through the ravages of Genghis Khan's Mongolian hordes, the giant Buddhas of Bamiyan towered over the Silk Road in central Afghanistan. But in March last year, the two colossal statues were blasted from their niches and reduced to piles of dust and rubble by the radical Taliban regime. Recently, experts from all over the world, under the auspices of the UN cultural organization UNESCO, visited Bamiyan to assess what to do to save what is left of the Buddhas. So far, they've agreed the priority should be to consolidate and protect the remains.
Das Konzept von ICOMOS besteht darin, dass wir zunächst einmal alles konservieren, was noch da ist. Und sicherlich ist es nicht möglich, das könnte niemand, einen nagelneuen Buddha herzustellen, womöglich mit Vergoldung, die einmal im 7. Jahrhundert noch vorhanden war, sondern einen Buddha, der Jahrhunderte der Geschichte erlebt hat. Und das muss deutlich bleiben und das geht nur durch eine Anastylose, bei der man all die Fragmente verwendet, die noch vorhanden sind. Und nur das entspricht dem Geist dieses Ortes. Es ist ein sehr starker Genius Loci. Buddha ist sozusagen immer noch vorhanden.
Experts are also looking at ways to protect what remains of Buddhist wall paintings, dating mainly from the 5th to 7th centuries, often regarded as some of the finest Buddhist paintings in the world, a unique mix of Indian, Chinese and Persian art.
Many
caves are still used as dwellings by poor homeless local people who traditionally take shelter in winter in the caves, or refugees who moved in when their houses were destroyed in the fighting. According to Buddhism, all things are impermanent. The whole landscape in Bamiyan seems to embody these principles. The area is full of ruins and bears witness to untold suffering over the centuries. Ruins of fortresses destroyed by Genghis Khan's armies. Ruins of Bamiyan city destroyed by the Taliban. Ruins of the two giant Buddhas reduced to pitiful rubble.